From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Last time on Aftershock.
There are boats on the beach.
Like, a lot of them.
Aloha!
Did you tell anyone about Michaela?
If Fortis knew about Michaela, he'd have cleaned out Catalina without thinking twice. Handling it myself is one less thing on my conscience.
Where is Kumukovika? I like talk story with him.
Can we go check out the other part of the island? He can come back after.
The spring's up there, under those rocks.
Mark, someone's been here.
Oh, my God.
They are bringing the virus back to camp.
I was thinking of bringing some to the other folks, like peace offering kind.
What other folks?
You never see the helicopter.
Helicopter?
Yeah. We're not the only ones over here.
Chopper wasn't ours.
No, sir. Civilian. Electric, I believe. Some prototype.
Electric? Minimal sound signature, then.
I couldn't say. I never saw it fly. Pretty, though.
I'm gonna get a cup of tea, Mark. You want anything?
Coffee would be great, sir.
Hey, enough with the sir. It's just us here, all right? Light and sweet?
Just black will do me. Much obliged.
But you lactose intolerant now?
I am. As a matter of fact, yeah.
Lifetime of rations. Shit, I got ulcers. Can't drink coffee anymore. You believe that?
I sure do.
Fuck, I take probiotics in the morning. Life's some shit. A tea for me and a black coffee for Captain Dover when you can.
Yes, Admiral.
Mark, I appreciate you taking the time. I get the sense this got messy for you, and I know that's not how you like to work.
Well, who does?
Yeah. Some of these kids coming up. I don't know.
Don't get me started on the millennials.
We don't have time for that. Let's just get this over with quick and get you out of here. Sound good?
It does. I'll start with the chopper, then. It belonged to George Emmerich.
Emmerich?
Yeah. You ever meet him?
Seen his interviews. I actually watched his first few launches live, although I'd rather not admit it. He's the same guy in the flesh?
More or less. He's a collector. The island was a trophy, right? Something to add to the yachts, rockets, biolabs. He wanted it bad, and he's used to getting what he wants.
But he showed up a little late for that, didn't he?
Yes, he did. By a camp full of Hawaiians and a flag.
They negotiate.
The Hawaiians would have, I believe, but Emmerich went for the jugular early with resources.
Food?
Water. He brought a desalinator.
A personal desalinator?
Solar powered. with a higher output than we carry on nuclear subs, his own design.
DOD is going to be curious about that. So he's got endless fresh water. And the Hawaiians.
They had folks boating back and forth to Costco and Redondo every few days, but it was not a reliable supply chain. They'd been looking for fresh water on the island.
Did they find it?
Actually, they did find it. Emmerich's guys and the Hawaiians. Within a few hours of each other.
Davis! Davis!
Yeah?
The Wi-Fi keeps going down.
I was just coming to tell you the same thing. I've been fiddling with the connections, but...
Yeah, why isn't Shasta on it?
She's washing up. She just came back from exploring.
Well, I was hoping this place would awaken her inner Indiana Jones. When she's ready, have her check the solar array.
Will do. Hey, she found a spring.
What, here on the island? Well, that's interesting geographically. Did she take samples?
Sure did. Tagged and geolocated.
Well, good girl.
Hey, who's that?
You know, I have no idea.
Haven't seen her before.
Neither have I. She's in a hurry. Get Shasta to be ready in case she's not friendly.
You got it.
Don't drink the water.
Excuse me?
From the spring, one of your people brought some back. Don't drink it.
Who are you?
I'll explain, just please. The water from the spring, it'll kill anyone who drinks it.
Davis, quick as you can, please.
Yeah, you okay, boss?
Yeah, the samples Shasta took from the spring, where are they?
In the equipment tent on the microscope table.
Has anyone drunk it?
Who are you?
Has anyone drunk it?
Drunk it? They're experimental samples.
They're what?
Davis, please put a poison label on the samples and store them with the volatile compounds for now.
With the what?
You got it.
Now, please, explain yourself.
You're George Emmerich.
Yes, I am. And you?
You donated a whole computer lab to the refugee center on Catalina. That was useful. Thank you.
Yes, well, you're welcome. Now, you've arrived rather dramatically making demands, and I'd appreciate you fulfilling your promise to explain yourself.
Of course. I'm Cassie Wallace, I guess.
Well, is that generally a challenging question for you, then?
Not until recently. I was one of the first people here.
What? Where?
Here, this island.
Well, you weren't at the Catalina camp?
Just for a bit.
And how did you know Shasta had been to the spring recently?
So this Hawaiian elder Kavika, I think it is, he just came back from there, and he said that Shasta had found it too.
You're with the Hawaiians?
With them? I... Lelehu is my friend. Why?
I see. So Kavika sent you here to, warn me about the poisoning spring, eh? Well, that's very dramatic.
Excuse me?
Please tell him and Hanani both this new tactic is beneath them. I have supplied resources to my camp, and they have failed to do so for theirs. If that costs them their claim to the island, it's not me they should blame.
Sorry, do you think this is some kind of land rights thing?
Cassie, you've stepped into the middle of something that you may not be aware of. Kavika and Hanani have been after my fresh water supply from the moment I landed here. Now, I have sympathy for their desperation, having brought such a large contingent out here with no plan to sustain them, but the solution is a simple one. They can return to the mainland at any time they like.
Are you trying to force them off the island? Is that what you're saying?
Not at all. I'm saying it's their responsibility to sustain their own people.
Right. Then, by that logic, it's not Kavika's responsibility to warn you about a lethal infection from the spring water. But that man got a death sentence an hour ago, and the first thing he did was send me here to give you that warning. Because it's the human thing to do. It's been nice to meet you, Mr. Emmerich. You're everything I expected from a billionaire.
You weren't there for this conversation.
That's correct. Miss Wallace relayed the details to me after the fact.
How reliable do you consider her as a source?
She lies when she has a reason to. There was nothing in this interaction that would jeopardize her or her agenda.
Go back to when you and Miss Wallace found the spring. Can I hear that again?
Upon landing on the island, Miss Wallace and I reconned a spring that she believed was the source of the virus. We discovered that someone had recently been there, which jeopardized containment. We made our way back to the Wyans camp as quickly as possible, but an older gentleman they referred to as Kumu Kavika had already drunk the water.
Meaning he was infected?
That's correct, sir.
But no one else had been exposed?
As far as I was told, Kavika was the only one who admitted to drinking the water, but...
People lie.
People lie.
Did you impose the quarantine?
I did, sir.
Was there resistance?
No, sir. People were happy to comply in the interest of public health.
Not a chance.
There's no need. You heard Kumu Kavika. He's the only one who...
That's what he says.
Eh, Kumu doesn't lie.
So you say.
You get serious trust problems, yeah?
No, I have experience.
Well, you don't have the right. You're standing on native land. The Navy doesn't have authority here.
Don't be ridiculous.
You're on a Pacific island with indigenous Pacific Islanders, practicing traditional culture.
Your people have no traditions on this land.
Neither do yours.
I got here before you did. We've planted food and set up all the markers of culture as set out by the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples. And very soon, that will include burial grounds. Although I wish to God it didn't. This isn't some ad hoc camping trip. We know international law, and we are taking all the steps to make this land a globally recognized indigenous territory. One seaman with a gun isn't gonna undermine our autonomy.
I'm so sorry. This seaman is just... is too...
Auntie.
Okay. I know, not the time. Sorry.
No, please, go on. It's doing wonders for my ability to take your sovereignty seriously.
You know, I think you should put your gun away while you're here. It's confusing you. You think that your ability to kill somebody gives you the right to tell them how to live, yeah? You know, I'm no Emmerich when it comes to math, but I can count, yeah? You got what? A dozen bullets in there. We get way more Kanaka in this camp. So what, you're gonna shoot everybody you can, and then what's your plan? Bruh, you gotta start thinking collectively.
You know what can kill more than a dozen natives in 2 days?
Yeah, the virus. But only one person has it.
As far as you know. And by the time you figure out you're wrong, you're all dead.
Eh. Good news for you then, yeah? Navy can come take over the island and no more natives for worry about.
She's right. It's our problem. And we'll handle it our way. Because this is native land. You don't have the authority.
But I do have a boat anchored at the mouth of the only bay on the island safe to launch from, and anyone leaving this island will be shot without warning.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Was the quarantine difficult to maintain?
Negative. I had control of sea traffic. Emmerich's team had a chopper, but there were no infections there, and they had totally sequestered themselves from the Hawaiians.
How serious was Emmerich about being willing to let them die instead of sharing his resources?
From what I can tell, 100%.
Hikimai, hikimai kala. Aloha vale ke la e kaune.
Kumu, are you okay?
Not everyone knows to appreciate their last dawn, yeah? Ame ke laula kupainaha keia. My life has become blessed with so much.
Let's sit down, yeah?
No, you finish. Finish. I want to hear the end.
Ayama lalo okawai hoa. Ilalo okawai olehua e.
Maika ino.
I'm sorry I brought you out here.
Hey, Pupule, don't say that.
Makamai and Pupule in the same breath. Which is it, precious or crazy?
Both. If you think there's anything I wouldn't give to have seen this. Hearing you tell that Navy guy to go shove it. Hee-hoo! Oh, that was fun.
Are you afraid?
Of what? Dying. Yeah, I don't go looking for pain. But Kapuna die. At my age, you know that.
I'm gonna miss you.
I'm going to haunt you, huh?
Hey, Kumu. Auntie said you no can hear the aina here either.
You know, I think maybe the aina's quiet because it's listening to us. We new to this land, and the land is learning who we are, if we're worth speaking with. That's why I wanted to finish the sunrise chant, yeah? To tell the land, we are the Kanaka who bring thanks and respect.
It's not because I'm not really Kanaka. I mean, I'm all up in Dover's face about Kanaka land, but my kapuna, my birth kapuna, it's Chinese and Dutch.
This complex, this issue. Auntie became your family the second her sister agreed to raise you, and you belong with us. But you get kapuna of other bloodlines, and yeah, there are a lot of folks who would say that the front row isn't your place.
So claiming the aina isn't my place.
Hey, I know you did it out of love, out of devotion, And it was an impressive gesture, planting that flag.
Yeah, but it wasn't Pono. It wasn't right.
There will be folks who say that, yeah. They'll also realize that you put the call out to all of us to come live here. And we've brought all kind Hawaiians here. But you know, I think maybe we all have some thinking to do about being here.
What do you mean?
I had one dream last night. I was standing on top of this island watching the sunset. And I was looking for west, for Hawaii. And I know can see it. Then I feel the light behind me and I turn around. And the sun is rising. And you know what I see? Right over there, to the east?
California.
Native land. I don't even know the names of the people in LA, but you can see the land from here. Maybe one Pacific island, but Lay.
It's theirs, not ours.
Aye. You can make this right, yeah? Not too late for...
Are you... Sorry.
This... Kay, not gonna lie, this is no good, Lay.
Excuse me?
Who's there?
It's Emmerich. Can I speak with you for a moment?
It's not a good time.
It's just for a moment.
Kumu, call him, Mike. Just give me a sec.
Oh, be kindly.
Okay, what do you want?
I wanted to acknowledge Kavika's kindness to us. Him thinking of our safety, it's very gracious.
Okay. Acknowledged.
I brought this for him. It's a very powerful sedative. 5 or 6 for a man his size, or to give him a chance to pass in his sleep, if he wants that. I understand this virus is, it's extremely painful.
So, you're willing to help the dead and not the living. Is that it? When the rest of us are dying of thirst, will you come by with pills for us too?
Lilihua, enough. George. Thank you for your kindness at this time.
Then Kavika's death was an overdose.
If I were to report it, I would probably call it a medically assisted suicide.
If you were to report it?
I didn't have the means on the island. I am happy to log in and report it all now.
We'll get you set up shortly. Let's talk through what's on the books and what's off first.
Of course.
So, you opted not to follow through with Malawi protocols?
Again, I lacked the means. I was solo on the island, with a sidearm that had been submerged in seawater and less than half a magazine of ammunition. I wasn't sure it would even fire.
Not great odds. Of course, they didn't know that. About the gun.
If I had tried to put Kavika down and failed, they would have. And then I'm just a guy in a uniform. That was my judgment at the time, absent the ability to confer with you.
Of course. So it didn't spread. Kavika didn't infect anyone?
No, sir. It was contained without bloodshed.
Let's go back to Miss Wallace.
Okay.
I need to know where she is right now.
I wish I could help you.
You've lost track of her?
She's not infected.
Well, glad to hear it. She still managed to slip out of a naval interrogation twice. I was hoping you could help me bring her in.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday, so follow the 7 right now.
Hey, please let me do the talking.
What, you afraid I'll embarrass you?
Half the island's already pissed at you.
And the other half is pissed off at you.
Man, you never let up, huh?
I'll let you do the talking.
Hallelujah, praise the Lord and pass the ammunition. Hello, Emmerich. Are you home?
He's not here right now. I'm the intern. I'm Shasta. You're Cassie and, Joe?
I'm Cassie. This is Captain Dover.
You can call me Mark.
I don't think there's a Joe.
Oh. Oh. Oh, it must have been a joke.
They're calling me G.I. Joe.
I'm sure now that we know your proper name, I'm sorry, really. What can I do for you?
I wanted to thank Emmerich for whatever it was he brought Kavika. It gave him a peaceful passing, and that was a gift to everyone.
Oh, he'll be so happy to hear that. You're so welcome. Yeah, anything else you need?
There is, actually.
Please don't say
water. Water.
Yeah, I was hoping you wouldn't say that. Yeah, I can't do that. Emmerich's, you know, really strong in that one, and it's not up to me. I'm sure you figured that out, so.
Here's the thing. We have 4 days left.
And I'm not letting anyone on or off the island for a week.
Okay, does Emmerich know that? You know, he's not really into...
Is he really willing to watch all those people die? Especially when you guys produce... how many gallons an hour?
All right, listen. You really should have this conversation with him. I am so, so sorry I can't help you. I really am. But, yeah, is there anything else I can do?
There isn't really. Except, well...
What? Tell me.
I should let Lei's other friends know not to come here. This encampment really isn't working out.
Oh, well, we have Wi-Fi. Do you have your phone?
I lost it in the quake.
You didn't get a new one yet.
I haven't made it to the Apple store.
Gotcha. Well, you want to borrow a laptop real quick?
I mean, I don't want to get you in trouble.
Yeah, but, you know, I think George would be happy to help spread the word, you know? No more,
Hawaiians on the land.
I mean, yeah?
Listen, only if you're comfortable with it.
Okay, you know, real quick, I'm sure it'll be fine. Here, wait 1 second.
Holy shit. That was masterfully done.
Thank you.
I will never trust you again.
You didn't trust me in the first place.
Okay, so I typed in the password. So as long as you don't close it, it's all unlocked and stuff. So, yeah, here you go. Hey, I'm really sorry about the G.I. Joe thing.
I don't get offended easily. Although G.I. Joe is Army, which frankly kind of pisses me right off.
You're kidding.
I am. But as a Navy man, I tell you what, I'd love to take a closer look at your desalinator. See, from here, it looks like a much smaller unit than are available commercially.
Oh, Emmerich. You know, I mean, he designed it. I mean, come look. It's beautifully done.
Oh, thank God. Oh, could this be any slower?
What are you doing?
You scared me.
What is on that thumb drive, and why is it plugged into Shasta's laptop?
It's a video Lei recorded today telling other Hawaiians not to come here. Okay? After what happened to Kavika, she doesn't want anyone else risking their lives. And that's good for you, right? Fewer Hawaiians to compete
yeah,
with...
Yeah, I get it.
And since the ones here are gonna die of thirst, you're gonna have the whole place to yourself soon.
Well, they don't have to die. They can leave.
Dover's quarantining them for a week, and they've got 4 days of water.
Well, that seems harsh. It's a death sentence.
Only if you won't share.
Once their water is completely gone, I can give them enough to finish out the week, just until they can return to the mainland. But I'll cut the water off the day the quarantine ends. On one condition.
I'm listening.
Tell me how Kavika died.
Don't you know how he died?
He took the medicine then. What dosage?
I'd have to ask Lei. I wasn't there.
Was it quick? It should have been painless.
What did you give him? The name of the drug, specifically. Emmerich, does the drug have a name?
We're testing several with focus groups.
It's not even on the market, is it? Is it even approved? Is it something your labs just...
It's been proven safe in trials. Just take...
Human trials? Of course not. You can't test assisted suicide drugs in human trials because that would be unthinkable.
Did it give him a peaceful passing?
It did.
Well, then you're welcome.
You're a monster.
So you were present for this interaction?
Affirmative. I accompanied Miss Wallace to the Emmerich camp.
You didn't say much?
Well, I was there to observe. Miss Wallace asked me to come for my assessment of Emmerich. He'd shown both hostile and friendly behavior, and she was interested in my opinion of his character.
She trusted your judgment.
Go figure, huh?
Well, it's good to see you again, Mark. Been a while in person.
Busy time all around.
Ooh, you could say that again. Without this viral threat, we'd be in over our heads. Which is why I'm struggling to understand why you're leaving out important parts of your story. Mark, we go back to basic. Coronado, Malawi. That's a lot of time in. Like Miss Wallace, I've always trusted your judgment. Even when my superiors questioned that judgment.
Well, I've always been grateful for that. I hope my loyalty speaks for me.
It always has. Which is why I'm giving you the benefit of the doubt. But I don't like that you're leaving things out here, Mark.
What is it you'd like to hear about, Travis?
You left out any mention of Michaela. Just like all your reports from the Chillingworth, except some boat by that name. And yet Cassie's emails are all about her. So, Mark, tell me about Michaela.
Aftershock stars, Sarah Wayne Callies as Cassie Wallace, and Jeffrey Dean Morgan as Mark Dover. Tati Gabrielle as Michaela Ansley, Janelle Parrish as Lelehua Masters, Russell Hornsby as Admiral Fortis, Kelly Hu as Hunani Casimero, David Morrissey as George Emmerich, Lovey Poe as Shasta, Jeff Fisher as Davis, Branscombe Richmond as Kumu Kavika, Darren O'Hare as Seaman, Kelly Hu as Haunani Casimiro, Darren O'Hare as Petty Officer. Special thanks to Pua Case for consulting services. Aftershock is created by Patrick Carman, Sarah Wayne Callies, and Ben Haber. Story by Sarah Wayne Callies and Patrick Carman. Written and directed by Sarah Wayne Callies. Story consulting, Tati Gabrielle. Sound design, scoring, and mix by Jeff Schmidt. Original score composed by Emily Rice. Aftershock is executive produced by Ben Haber, Sarah Wayne Callies, and Patrick Carman. Executive produced by Salman Al-Rashid, Sam Frohman, and Simmons Fraser. Executive produced by David Harbour and Jeffrey Dean Morgan. Executive produced by Paul Anderson and Nick Pinella for Workhouse Media. Executive produced by Noel Brown for iHeartRadio. Associate producer, Tati Gabrielle. iHeartMedia presents Aftershock, a Nomadic Engine production in association with Cardinal Productions and Workhouse Media. Visit us on the web at aftershockpodcast.com.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com. /compatibility.